This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, psychologists call it all or nothing thinking. Some of you manifest all or nothing thinking in your life, in your marriage, in raising your kids, with school, with work, and in every area of life. What does all or nothing thinking mean? It doesn't mean it's evil or bad. It's just a way of thinking that thinks in terms of black and white, that things are either all good or they're all bad. Some people do that with their marriage. It's either all good or it's all bad. They look at the way their kids are being raised. Well, it's all good or it's terrible. Your job can be looked at that way. All or nothing attitude about your job. My job is awful. Or it's all good. And it's not a good way to live, because it's very frustrating for this reason. Most people who possess an all or nothing attitude eventually opt for the nothing. And nothing's good. This one psychologist gave an illustration of it, that he had a student in one of his college classes who missed 5 questions out of 200. Now, do the math. If you're a mathematician at all, that's a 97.5% correct. I was a C student in college. 97.5%, I would have been doing the dance of joy, you know, that I had that good of a score. But this young lady saw that she missed 5 out of 200, told one of her classmates, "Well, I'm going to fail this class." Where did she get that? All or nothing thinking. I've got to get 200 questions right or I'm going to fail this class. There are a lot of areas that people have that, but I'm going to share this with you. I really think this is significant. There's one area of life where you and I do need to have an all or nothing attitude about. Believe it or not, and you can write it down. All or nothing attitude about who Jesus Christ is. Either he is everything, all that he claimed to be, or he's nothing. I do not happen to believe that Jesus is somewhere in between, that, you know, I can accept 60% of what he said and 20% of what he claimed to be and 40% of the miracles or whatever. He is either all or nothing. We're not given any other option in Scripture, that Jesus is everything he claimed to be or nothing at all. Today we're going to study a passage in John, get this, that I have read at every funeral I've ever conducted in all my ministry. It's in John 14 says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Jesus is speaking, by the way. "Trust in God, trust also in me." Jesus calls attention to himself. Listen to that again. Jesus calls attention to himself and he says, "Don't let your heart be troubled." Stirred up is what the word means, agitated. Anybody here with an agitated heart? We all have an agitated heart, so to speak, emotionally. Some of you are agitated because it's Christmas. Some of you are agitated because of job uncertainty. Some of you are agitated because of home insecurity. You're agitated for a lot of reasons. And Jesus said, "Don't let your heart be agitated or stirred up. You believe in God the Father, believe also in me." Do you know what Jesus was doing? Jesus wasn't saying, there's two beliefs here, believe in God, but also tag a belief in on me. He was claiming equality with the Father. We're going to read in just a few moments where Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." That's what that means. You trust in God the Father, you trust in me. Can you imagine how arrogant that is if it's not true? Imagine how presumptuous that is, a statement, if it's not true. Jesus, get this, called attention to himself in all humility. He's the only person who could ever do that, could say, "You trust in God, trust also in me."
Well, some people think this passage in John 14 may be the most important words that Jesus ever uttered. We'll continue this message on all or nothing thinking tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.